We're up to page 146. Okay, 146. We're finishing up some Reish Ayin Beis up to Ois Ches in the middle of the laws of Sefer Torah. I hope you find this interesting. These are things that I like to learn, things that would ordinarily never learn. Who would ever learn these things? These are very interesting things, and the Aruch HaShulchan is probably the best because he's short and sweet and simple. You learn from Shulchan Aruch, you can get dizzy sometimes. It'll take forever. Yep. And there really is not that much competition to the Aruch HaShulchan when it comes to these inyanim. So let's just see some of these interesting halachas. Ois Ches, page 146. Re'isi Misha Daktek Bezeshin Espar. We learned last week is that you're supposed to write Limishbuch Sechem three times. And we had the discussion Limishbuch Sechem three times. We have a student, the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Torah in the Beis Yosef says, Mitzadechad it's 30 letters, and it's three times the word Limishbuch Sechem. By the way, that word appeared in the last week's parasha. And last week's parasha is where it appears Limishbuch Sechem, and there is no Vav. There is no Vav. So three times nine is 27. So what in the world does it mean then? It was the Rambam, got the Rambam to Shulchan Aruch, where it says, it's three times L'mishpuch Hoseichem, which is 30. So we had a whole discussion what it means, 30, the average, there are letters which are large letters, small letters, 80 to 20 ratio. Okay, whatever this is approximately 30 letters, approximately three times L'mishpuch Hoseichem. Mr. Milsky, the novel answer that it's including the blind space. The blind space in between the two L'mishpuch Hoseichem is 27. And he wanted the chalash in between each ice is going to be a letter and a half, which is not so simple because it's supposed to be less than a letter, right? We'll see it maybe soon. So it's approximately 30 letters. Now, then we discussed that's only true when it comes to a ksiva that's average. But what happens, a ksiva that's gas, a very large size writing or small, or very small, then you can adjust. So he takes issue with that. It's not so simple to start making your own adjustments. If Chazal told you that the line of a Sefer Torah should have 30 letters, L'mishpuch Hoseichem three times, there are great hidden secrets and it's not something that should be tampered with. We mentioned above that if you have a thick ksiva, you can extend the width. The width of the line more than a tefach, which we do. I believe that our ksiva is more than a tefach. Yoiser, yochel asos yoiser mi tefach, aval mikol mokum yoiser mi gimel l'mishpuch ha'isechem ena reshai. You should not do that. You may extend the width of the column, but you may not extend the width of the column more than the writing of three times l'mishpuch ha'isechem. V'yesha diktikud d'begas yochel lichav yoiser. Some say, yes, you can. If you have a very large writing, you're allowed to have a column even more than three times L'mishpuch Hoseichem. V'ani Omer, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Shemedivri HaRishonim Ein L'daktek Loikach V'Loikach L'mi Shema'ayim B'Divrem. When you study the sources, you can't be medaktek either way. Elo Shalofi HaSvara Nira D'La'ach D'La'acharich Shechazal Amru Kain Lomo Lonu L'Shanais. What are you playing around with this for? Chazal told you this is what you should do three times L'mishpuch Hoseichem. Don't tamper with the formula. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Hidden secrets. Gamkein ach kevar nispar the kol ze ena likuva b'diyevet u'mitzvah l'shma divrei chacham. It's not ma'akev. The Sefer Torah is not like this. It's fine and good. But if you're writing a Sefer Torah, if you're going to buy a Sefer Torah, just stick to what is normal. Amr Chazal, b'menachais, oisim adam yiriya mibas mitabek. Now you have a yiriya on a column. You have a piece of parchment. How many columns should there be on a piece of parchment? Ever think about that? I don't know what the standard is, but he writes here, three? No, it's more than three. It's probably five, it's more than three. Amr Chazal, b'menachas oisim adam yiriya mibas sholosh dafen v'adbash shmoyne dafen. It says that you should have on a piece of parchment between three and eight columns. Pachos mikan v'yisrael kan lo yaseh. Why? Now what's the reason? What do you think? What's the svara? Because when you stitch it together, you're either going to be putting on too much pressure or too little pressure on the stitches. The stitching, there's also halacha l'moshe Sinai that you stitch the reels together. There's a way to stitch the Yuriyos, the piece of parchment together. How many stitches? What they look like? So if the piece of parchment is too long and you have too many columns, there's a weight, there's a heaviness. Then when you're going to stitch the next piece of parchment, even though you're putting too much pressure. Now I don't know why there's so much pressure.
That's the problem. When you roll it up, you see by the end of a seder, a lot of times the stitching comes out on the top. It's
so
very common.
So you have to put the right amount of pressure. So therefore, the rule is that a piece of parchment should be between 3 and 8 columns. Here lo yase yuriyos kitzoros. Therefore, do not make or. The stitches of the chibur ha-yiriyos yofen bakish ein b'chem yosem idai when you do not have too many columns. Therefore, lo yase yiriyos kitzoros shelo yu atfim mikurvim yosem idai v'leiruchos shelo l'arichikon yosem idai. Therefore, the basic rule is that you should somewhere in between. It should be between 3 and 8 columns on a piece of parchment, in order that the stitching that is done between one piece of parchment and the next would be ideal. As I guess when you do Hagva, or when you roll, when you roll the Sefer Torah, if there's too much, if it's too large, the dynamics, I'm not really clear in how this works, but it seems that the dynamics of when you have a very, very large piece of parchment, and as it's stitched into the next piece of parchment, it just somehow, it does not sit well. When you roll it, when you goil it, when you do hagba, it does not sit well. It's ideal that the piece of parchment should not be too large, and it also should not be too small, in order that it should be, the Sefer Torah should be just right.
Second part, if you have to replace it for some reason,
a lot of trouble. Mizdamna loy. Now let's say personally you're a sefer, you're making the parchment. This will not again because everything is standardized. But let's say personally you make a piece of parchment. Mizdamna loy yuriyah bastesha tafin, and this parchment is so large, it's fitting for 9 columns. So what are you going to do? You're going to cut it. How should you cut it? Lo yachlek shalish lakan v'shalish lakan. Do not cut 3 here and 3 there. That's going to leave you over. You have a lot of extra space then, because if you're going to cut it, you have to really worry for 9. So 9 is too much. So I'm going to cut into. I can't cut it into 4 and 4, I can't cut it into. Lo yachlek shalosh lekan v'shalosh lekan ela arba lekan v'chamish lekan. The ideal thing is to make it. I guess we don't do 3. I guess it means 3. Shalosh lekan v'shalosh 3 threes.
Don't make 3 threes.
Make a 4 and 5. Ela arba lekan v'chamish lekan. I am sham. Ve'ena moving lama lo yachlek gimel l'shalosh. I don't understand this. Why not? What's the problem? If you told us the rule is that you're allowed to go to have 3 and 8, so what's the big deal? 3 is permitted. So what's the problem not having 3 pieces of 3? Uvms atuv shochnu. Their gear says don't make 3 and 6. Avulvada imreitz alachak legimul yuriyos bas shalosh shabudam yisur chashurin disagrees, and he holds that in Chanami you are allowed to make it into 3 pieces of 3 pieces. That is fine, or 4 and 5, but don't make it 6 and 3, because 6 and 3, I guess it's not balanced. There's a lack of balance history. Next, oisrid meda. Shatur kasav deikor hanoi hu yuriyos shal dalad oy shal hey amudim ayin sham. The tours of the painting, the ikur nay, the beautiful Sefer Torah is to have a column that's 3, then 4 or 5. Venirli, shalom azem mid amru chacham bebas teisha yuriyos lachlek dal lekan vehelekan. How did he know this? Since Chazal told that ideally you should cut it into 3, 5, and 4, v'loy amru legimel into 3 pieces shel gimel gimel shamir the ikur hanoyhu dalit oyhei amudim. Period. Umikol makom loy hichrichoy chacham lekach. They didn't force you to do this. Because if you only have parchment, small piece of parchment, you're not going to have more than 3 dafim. It's not makiv b'diavad. So here's an important halacha with the b'diavad. Let's say Avi Rishon has 2 dafim. Oy afilu dafechod kosher b'diavad ken kosher asmag v'murchai v'aviu boi ze gedol yachroinim v'raya l'ze shu harambam b'peregud loy choshav ze. Kish Kim Meha Pesulim. He did not mention this as something which disqualifies the Sefer Torah. There was very no gelach lemaisa. When you have a Uriah where you have a mistake, and let's say the mistake is in Hashem's name, it's in Hashem's name, or it's in a part of the pasuk where, let's say, there's a whole pasuk that's written wrong, and there's no place to maneuver. You're not allowed to erase Hashem's name under any condition. That is a no-no. You can erase a pasuk. Sometimes you have a whole pasuk is off. Whole pasuk is the wrong pasuk. Or you have a whole bunch of words. And the only solution is to erase the entire pasuk. So then you got to go work backwards. You have to fit in what's missing. So sometimes you're in an area where Hashem's name appears above or below. Or maybe the pasuk that the person wrote has Hashem's name and there's no room to maneuver. So there's nothing you can do. Now the truth is that today, in the new Sifrei Torah, the klaf has a certain thickness. And a very skilled Sofer has the ability to take off a layer of the parshah with Hashem's name still attached. When I took a Sofer in Safas, they taught us how to do this. I used to practice doing this. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun when you take these razor blades. It's a piece of metal, which is a razor, which is very, very sharp at both ends, and it's bendable. And you bend it. You hold it in your two fingers and you bend it. And you apply it very, it's super sharp. This thing is unbelievably sharp. And you apply it very, very slightly on against the parchment. And you can basically take off a whole layer of the parchment, which has on it the words. So when you finish taking off the sliver, you have a very, very thin piece of parchment, which has a whole pasuk, a whole line on it. And the parchment is still intact. And you can then write on the parchment all over again. You have to sand the parchment. You have to do sirtut, embossed line, and you can write on the parchment once again. And the bottom line, the halach is Ashkenazim, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Kisa Sefer, Ashkenazim were makabel upon themselves not to do this. When you have the Shem Hashem, Hashem's name is on it, it's a dangerous game, because if you're not precise in doing this, you can very easily cut right through Hashem's name and you even be there on the Issa Deraisa of Mechikas Hashem. The Svardim were never makabel upon themselves this chumrah of not doing this. So today I heard it's very common in Eretz Yisrael, where a lot of the writing is done, that if you have a situation where this needs to be done, the Ashkenazim give the Sefer Torah to the Svardim, and the Svardim do it for the Ashkenazim. But when it's not a Shem Hashem, then the Ashkenazim do it themselves. Now this is only true when it comes to the new parchment. The old parchment, you really can't do this. The old parchment, especially when it's aged, it's brittle, it's thick, it doesn't work. So it's not a solution. So what's the only solution? To cut out the urea. You cut out the urea, you have
can't
to...
Can't you just cut that along and paste in along?
You make so it's... It paste in, I don't think so. A hole, a letter, a word you can do, but a whole line, it's a... I don't think... I think it's
then you can do it.
No, you can't do that. You don't want to do that.
What does it mean? It's down the low urea bus, got.
You have a piece of parchment.
Is it written or
no, it's not written. It's raw. It's raw. It's raw. A raw piece of parchment. And now you're about to write on it. Now you have to make the columns. So you're going to make it 9 columns and no. So what are you going to cut into 3 pieces and then make 3 columns? 3, 3, 3? Aruch HaShulchan says, yes, ideally you should make it to 4 and 5. Okay, but he brings it over here, this idea.
If it's written already on
No, so the Rambam says it's not possible. The Rambam, that the evidence caution. All of this, the ideal thing is 4 or 5. I think it's 5. I think they do it today 5. If I'm not mistaken, the common urea has 5, urea has five columns. And that's ideal, but he says that it's not makim. The nafkamina is that you have a situation where you have to go cut out an entire column. So b'diavad, you can put it in one column. You can
Did
stitch.
Anyone ever see one column?
I never saw it.
Anyone ever
see
one?
I never saw it. I never saw one column. I did see a few times. I did see a few times the Sefer Torah where an entire urea it was swapped out.
Yeah, urea swept on
especially Parshas Pinchas. Very common. Parshas Pinchas.
Used,
it's used very, very often. It wears out. That
and
I did see.
Whether it is or not, he wants to show that he knows, so they kick it. Okay. 12 columns. It's 4 times 3. 3, 3, 3.
Yeah.
Megillah.
Oh, yeah, Megillah. It's 3, 3. Okay. No, Megillah, it's the same halacha.
Megillah is different to
No, Megillah is the same thing. The same rules of a Sefer Torah part of Megillah. They're very, very similar. The rules
there's
of.
No shame.
There's no shame in Echnami, but the basic rules of Ksiba are the same. Okay, let's go further. So these things do not disqualify b'diavad. Halacha yiraf. L'chein if l'chein amir chazal sham the zel rak b'iriya shemachol ha'sefer Torah chlis miriya achreina. Another halacha. This all applies to all of the ureas, with the exception of the very last urea. Okay, The last Yiriya of the Sefer Torah, afilu lichatchila, can be of one column. The afilu rak pasuk echad bedaf echad kosher. Now we don't do that today. We justify today. We make it that the last line of the Sefer Torah comes out at the very, very bottom. But b'di'evet, he writes, afilu rak pasuk echad bedaf echad, one pasuk bedaf echad kosher v'oisno so daf levadoi. B'di'evet, you can have the last pasuk in its own column and it stops on the very, very top, and it can be in its own piece of parchment.
But they usually do. You see the last column a lot of times is a very narrow column.
It's narrow to fill it in.
To make it go through the end.
The Toifrin I saw Yim Shar, but today it's all standard. Today it's already been figured out.
Right.
Today, all the new Sefer Torah today, everything has been standardized. There's no need today, even at any point, even to make a letter big. Like you see in the old Sefer Torah, they have very big lamids. Very big lamids, very big mems. Those in the olden days, when it was not standardized, and Seifrim, they did their own thing, everyone did their own thing. But today, everything has been standardized. They have a tikkun, Seifrim, and they know exactly how to write. There's no need today to play games. Everything is perfect. It's already been worked out that the very last Yiriya is, just like you have four and five, you have the very last Yiriya has five columns, and the very last Yiriya, Le'ene Kali Yisrael, goes all the way down to the very, very bottom. But B'di'evet, it does stop in the middle.
The line,
what?
And Yisrael stops in the middle of the line.
No, the line, right? But it doesn't go down. But it doesn't go down to.
It goes down to
the very, very last line.
The last line, it stops in the middle.
The oyster nice adav levad v'tarv nice adav m'shar yiriyos rambam perik test din yud gimel perik zayin din zayin because of shigmar as a toyrot sarch shigmar be'emtsa shita like you just mentioned that the very last le'enei kol Yisrael has to finish off in the middle of the line. Shabbosoif Hadaf Yim Nishar. He writes like Shabbosoif Sheyigmar BeEmsa Hashita Shabbosoif Hadaf. He lichatchila. The Rambam says what we do is it should end off at the very bottom. Yim Nishar Min Hadaf Shitin Harbei Mikatzer VeOile UMaschil Mitchilas Hashita Shabbosoif Hadaf. If you don't have many many lines left, so you should compensate. From the beginning of the line of the end of the daf, what does those words mean? So all of the top lines, you should make very, very large letters. You should make every letter should expand, and we should make like Aseres B'nei Haman. He says it's the last column of the Sefer Torah. B'di'eved, you should make it like the Aseres B'nei Haman, very big letters. Shekol ois yimshach ad kama shitin. U'mechavein, so you should make it work out. Shele'ene kol Yisrael yishar ad shit achroina. Should come out to the very, very bottom. Shebesoif hadaf, v'koyisev ha'isios k'darkoi, b'chol the Sifrei Torah. U'memeyla she'isayim b'emsa shita, v'soif hadaf, v'chein kos v'atur v'shuchnuch ayin sham. Okay, so he said, Rebbe, you never saw this. You never saw that the last column of the Sefer Torah should look like the Aseres B'nei Haman. But he says, L'chatchila, that's what you should do. Above, the Aruch HaShulchan said that B'di'evet it's kosher. The Torah says that B'di'evet, if you don't do that, and it stops in the middle, and it's leaving one pasuk, one line on a new daf, it's also kosher B'di'evet. Yudbeis, v'zeh shlebir b'perek zayin eich lasayis kishenisha pasuk echad b'daf echad. How come there he does not explain what we just said? Yeish lamar, shesomach atzmai al mashama b'perek tes v'loi period. So v'loi era im zeh ma'akev im b'diyevet, kishle gomar tar b'emsa shita b'soif adaf, oi loi, he does not discuss what happens if you don't finish, if you finish off l'enei kol Yisrael at the very, very end. He doesn't say, let's say you make a mistake and you finish at the very end. It's also okay. the Paragud Bein Al, since he does not list this as something which disqualifies the Sefer Torah, Paragud Bein Absulim, Shma Mina, De Einoi Poisel Bidiyavid. V'chei Misnavar Docha Inzel, Halach L'Moshim Sinai, Ilk Mashakosav, Mordechai Kidei She Yisrael L'chol, She Gemara Torah, it should appear that it's the end. She'ein ma'al lichtoiv oid, ayin sham. Therefore, the only reason why he's supposed to stop in the middle of the line is that it should appear to the person who's looking at the Sefer Torah that this is the end of the Sefer Torah. If it goes to the very end of the row, it does not appear that it's the end of the Sefer Torah. But that's not l'ma'akev, it's kosher b'diyevet. V'kosu shalo hitu lichtoiv oisiyos gedolos harbi ele b'sefer Torah. This that the Rambam said that b'diyevet, if you're finishing off the finishing of the Sefer Torah, you have many more lines to write, and you don't have enough sukkim, so then you should write very large letters like Aseres B'nei Haman. This is something, the only place you can do this is the very, very last column of the Sefer Torah. You have no right to make big letters anywhere in the middle of the Sefer Torah. K'eshet sach l'kach k'moshin espar aval b'chol ha-Torah ein l'aseres kein, it's osir. Miu, k'eshet osir kein, but let's say a person did not know, and for whatever reason, in the middle of the Sefer Torah, it's his bar mitzvah parsha, and he wants that parsha to have very, very big letters, so it's easy to read. So certain parsha, he made very, very large letters. Bidyevet, it's kosher. Vida.
The whole page is the same.
What?
If the whole page is the
same. Not necessarily. Doesn't make that condition. He doesn't say that.
Can he make one big letter, one small?
One big row. I mean, one big line and one small line. So he seems. So he seems that bidyevet, if you make one big line and one small line, he seems bidyevet, it's okay. Even one letter and one line. I don't know.
I don't know.
It looks funny. It looks minumar.
Like a shik or something.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Also, it looks like the bit bays.
It doesn't seem to say that it's possible bidyevet. Obviously, it's not lechatchila, but it doesn't seem to say that it's possible bidyevet. Vida. The Masech aside from Perek Beis Halacha Vav Isa Le'inyin Yiruyeh Shelo Yipachlis Megimel V'lo Yoser Al Ches. The Beklaf Le'inyin Chacham Shir Lamalo Derak Pachlis Megimel Ein Lasses Beklaf V'lo Yoser Mishmona Isim. So he points out that we over here another Masech aside from there, not like what it says over here in the Rambam in the Torah, is that even more than eight. We mentioned over here that you may not be more than eight. He doesn't say that there. He says that the only thing it says here is do not make it less than three. But Avul Yosem Mishmoyna Oisim, you can make even more than eight. Who says you can make more than eight? Not like what it says in the Torah and the Rambam. The Issachu Rak Bigvil, only time that it's us is only Bigvil, which means very heavy parchment. The Gemara Lohi Ruzeh, the Gemara doesn't bring this. Ulchein Lukam Poiskim Lohi Ruzeh, they bring this. Okay, I'm not exactly what he means over here. The bottom line is, let's review the basic Yisidus. I apologize, I don't know all the details, but the basic Yisidus over here is, what we learned today is, a piece of parchment, Lechatchila should be, ideally, it should be between five and four columns. Bidyavad, three columns is good also. What's the lumdis? Five and four, because when you stitch one piece of parchment to the next piece of parchment, the dynamics of how it rolls up and how you do hagba, how you do galila, v'chulu, v'chulu, it does not sit well when the parchment is too big or too small. Therefore, it's between three and eight. Ideally, is four or five. Bidyavad, one is also good. And you'll have that situation, a situation where the Sefer Torah is possible. You have to swap out a column for whatever reason, and it's too expensive, it's too much work to write a whole new Yiruya. So then sometimes you can even put in one column is enough. And then we discuss the very end of the Sefer Torah. Bidyavad, even one line at the top of the Yiruya to the end of the Sefer Torah is kosher. L'chatchil, the Rambam says you should go all the way down to the bottom of the column, even if it means you have to write giant-sized letters. And another halacha, the Le'enei Kol Yisrael should not stop at the end of the line. Le'enei Kol Yisrael should stop in the middle of the line to indicate that this is where the Sefer Torah ends. Because if it goes to the end of the line, to the eye, to the perception is that the text goes on into the next column. Okay, this concludes this siman. Now let's go to Reish Ayin Gimel.
Okay. What did they talk about Vavamud?
The Vav what? The Vav Amudim? The Vavei Amudim is only a minog. I don't think the Rambam says has a Vavei Amudim. Maybe that's only a minog. Why every column in the Sefer Torah begins with a Vav, with the exception of
six.
Gracious.
Gracious Yehuda Tov Hayodu Hachecha. Hapoi Machrei Bayom. Well, there's a machlokes for one of them because there's two that they begin like that in Kisisa, right? Kisisa also.
It's actually only five.
Well, Bereshit, of course,
because one column has to begin with a vav.
Right.
Anyway, has to move on.
That's
part of the six.
Yeah, V-O-E-D-A-B-O-M, but that's the point. It has to
be.
So this is the then is the Hamelech in the Megillus, the minig of the Hamelech. That's only a minig. That's not Ma'akev. Reish Ayin Gimel. A little bit more of these ideas. Reish Ayin Gimel. Shira Gilyon v'Harevach Shlo Yichtov Chutz L'Shita V'Oyhimin Boy Chav Chasifin. The laws of the boundary, the margins. There's a halacha, the margin on the bottom, on the top, we learned before, the bottom is with four fingers, on the top three, how much space in between each column, and the very important halacha, that the columns must be justified. If the letters go outside of the line, of the boundary of the text, that can passel a Sefer Torah. On the bottom is a tefach. A tefach is four fingers. Milamala above is three fingers. Be'agudel, what kind of finger? The thumb. You have to use the thumb, which is the thickest of the fingers. There are different types of tefachim. You can make a tefach with the index finger, or you can make a tefach with the thumb. And then you can make the tefachim smiling or sad. Smiling means that don't press the thumbs too hard. Okay, don't hurt your thumb. Let the thumb, when you put the four thumbs together, let them be at ease. And that's going to give it a little bit more space. And then there are tzevos, when one is sad, that it's pressed very tightly together. Let's see. It says, it says, what does that mean? Does it make any sense? We just mentioned above that it has to be on top three fingers. So what is the meaning in the Masechta Soifrim tu chalokim b'tefach? So the Aruch HaShulchan comes to the rescue that it's a tos hatfus. Tosu! V'tzoch loymar shaloysha chalokim b'tefach, three blank spaces of a tefach, which means three-fourths of a tefach. V'im ratzul chaysiv ma'isif, this is an important halacha. If you look in some Sefer Torah, it's a lot more. Okay, there are, I think the average Sefer Torah, it's a lot more than three and four. So in a chanami, this is a minimum. It's a minimum. Three and four is the minimum. If you want to eat more, it's more. What's the condition? As long as the blank space, not more than the ksav. This is a very, very big problem when it comes to a gra megillah. A sefer Torah, it's never an issue. Again, the rule is, the margins may not exceed the space of the text. That's so. That's a real psul. So you have a Sefer Torah, you have the space, the area of the space, and then you have the margins. You have the margins. You need a minimum lechatchila, four fingers on the bottom, three on the top. When you add four on the bottom, three on the top, that's seven fingers. How much space do you have on the Sefer, the text of the Sefer Torah? Has to be at least eight. Has to be at least seven and a half. At least there has to be more space. So big deal. Every Sefer Torah today has how many count? 22 lines? Something like that? 21 lines? 22 lines? I forgot what it is. So every, well, it says that 50 lines, I don't remember what it is. There were different types of Sefer Torah. Today it's all standardized, but it used to be the standards were different, and you always have more space of text than you have space of blank space. In a Gra Megillah, you only have 11 lines of text. And if you want to be Mahadir and have on the bottom four lines, four exposed on the bottom, and three on the top, very often you have a problem is that the amount of blank space rivals with the amount of space of text. And it can be a very big problem. And the solution is you have to make the text big. A really good Gra Megillah, the ksav is larger than usual. Because you need it, you do the formula, check it out, try, you need the ksav to be a little bit larger than usual to make sure you're going to have more space of text than the combination of four tzvachim on the bottom and three tzvachim, and four exposed on the bottom and three exposed on the top. The other solution is that they're not makbid to have on a megillah four fingers on the bottom, three on top. They have on the bottom three fingers on the bottom and two fingers on top. A Megillah does not have the same chumrus as a Sefer Torah. You have less margin. So then you can write the standard size ksav, 11 lines, and you just have a little bit less space on the bottom and a little bit less space on the top. So this is something to look out for. When you see a Gra Megillah, you have to look out for it to make sure that do not violate this condition. Some of the Sifrei Torah I've seen they have a lot of margin space. There's a very famous Sofer. His name was he's the one who made the standard. I forgot his name. It was a very famous Sofer many, many years ago, and he was part of standardizing the Tikkun Sofer of how everything is done today. And he's an incredible Sofer. And Chaim Berlin, they have a Sefer Torah that he wrote. He wrote the Sefer Torah, and Avram Fruchtenler, he bought this many, many years ago. And it's very interesting. The Ksav is very interesting. It's like a computer. It really looks like it was written by a computer. It's so perfect. It's so consistent. It's scary. And personally, I'm not like a fan of that. When I learn from Sefer Torah, I personally like a Sefer Torah that has personality. And personality comes when there is inconsistency. It's neat, right? It's perfectly neat. But you know, there's a little bit inconsistency, and that is what gives the Sefer Torah a certain, at least from my perspective, this Sefer Torah is scary. It's like a tikkun. It is so perfect. It's just too perfect. And in that Sefer Torah, I don't know why, there is an enormous margin. There's an enormous margin on the bottom and a very large margin on top, and the ksav is small. The actual small ksav. And it always struck me, why is there such a large margin on the bottom and such a large margin on top? So I always say you have to have on the bottom 4 and 3. Well, it's not kakasha, because when it says 4 and 3, that's only a minimum. If you want to have more, that's perfectly fine. But make sure that the combination of what is below and what is on top does not exceed the amount of space that is being used for the actual text. Obviously, I'm sure it's not a problem in that Sefer Torah. I didn't check, but I'm sure it's not a problem. But you have to be aware, it does become a problem when you look at a Gra Megillah, what we call a Gra Megillah, which has only 11 lines. You can run into this problem. Next halacha. The cost, okay, we're in the middle. We're up to in the middle of the middle, a little, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines down in the first paragraph. Ubein daf ledaf. What is the space between columns? Manichin kimelo revach shnei etzbos. Two fingers. We have the goydel, we had this before as well. Two fingers. Two fingers of space in between each column. The cost for Amam beatu beshochonu adulifilivotzachlanich betchilis chaliwiya besayfa korech of etzba. You need in the beginning to have in the beginning of every Uriah. Okay, now we're discussing the beginning of every Uriah, the Sefer Kerech of Etzbak Uchidei Tefira. V'nimsa kishetoifer ha-Uriahs b'yachad yeh ben kol daf v'daf v'chol ha-Sefer Rechav shtei etzbois. Ad kan l'shoine. Kolam, what does it mean? When you stitch the Uriahs together, okay, it folds onto one another. That's how you're going to be able to, you have to fold it. You're going to be missing from the two etzbos because you're going to use up all of that space. If you're going to have, what are you going to say? I have now two Uriahs. I only need to have two fingers between one column and the next column. Yeah, but what's going to happen? That's good when you're not stitching them together. But when you stitch them together, you're losing both of those two fingers because you need those two fingers to be folded to each other. L'fichach amru ki roichav etzba uchidei tefira. So whatever space, I don't know how it's done, whatever space you're going to use for the stitching, that's an additional to whatever space will be left over so that you're guaranteed to have between the two columns at least two fingers of space. B'yod yispar b'zeh, b'sim resh ayin ches, b'sif dalid, v'ein kepeda in b'achas yosef, v'achas pachos, v'na machbid, if in one column there's a little bit more, and in one is a little
spacing.
Rak Shabin Shneim, there's a little bit space in
what space on one of the
Yerias and less the Yerias. Rak Shabin Shneim, Yer Hashem. Between the sum of both Yerias, there should be exactly two Etzvot. So the bottom there's four, top there is three, and in between each column there is two. Total of nine. Is there a significance to that? Total of nine? Or you have really 9, 10, 11? Because it's two and two, or you want to say one and one? Whatever it is, but each one, you really have really nine. Each, just like, it's interesting, just like when you have a letter, there's something called mukaf gevil. If you write a letter against the edge of the parchment, and there's no blank space along the edge of the letter, it's puzzle. A letter not only has a halacha that it needs its space, it has to be written on parchment, there's a halacha, there must be blank parchment above it, below it, to the left and the right. For example, let's say there's a hole. You write a Sefer Torah on parchment and there's a hole in the parchment and your letter is right up against the hole. So there is no parchment on the edge of a particular hole in the Sefer Torah, it's kosher. If you have a hole in the parchment, a small hole in the parchment, it's kosher. But if the letter is written up against the hole, the letter is puzzle because the letter demands it have blank space on all four sides. The same way a letter demands to be blank space on all four sides, a column demands that it have blank space on all four sides. And there's a shear. It has to have three on top, four on the bottom, and an etzba on each side. And we have two columns next to each other, so basically be between each column too. This is all the halacha of Moshe Sinai, that everything in this world has its space. You need to have some Musa Haskel. An ois represents a neshama. There are 600,000 letters in the Sefer Torah. There are 600,000 neshamas in Klal Yisrael, and there are 600,000 letters in the Sefer Torah. Every neshama corresponds to an ois. Every person needs their space. You need your environment. Every column represents a community, represents a collection of people. Every community needs their space. Chassidim and Misnagdim can't live together. You need a space. Everyone needs their environment.
What do you need? Two tefachim?
What? You need three etzvos lamalo, four lamata, etzva mikan, etzva mikan. You don't mix. We all know that. What? It's a very true Musar Haskel. A person needs his own space. A letter that's written up against a hole is no good. You need blank space. I need a revach. You can't live in a fishbowl. And a community, a collection of letters, a column also needs its own space. So Musa Haskel, ois base, v'din ze ein alikuva. All these halachos, the shiurim, are not ma'akiv. You have less than four, more than three, it's okay. K'mo shekosavnu v'atur v'shochanoch v'sof simen ze, d'kol elu hadvarim einim elo l'mitzvah. The Mishina Kosha. You have only two etzbois on the bottom. It's all b'di evidence kosher. V'tam adin azel l'meisha keinu noyas and Torah. All of these rules of three, four, one on the side is because this is noy beauty. Noyas and Torah liyos gilyan cholak l'mal l'matav v'tzadim. V'gam b'meisha sh'ula yitztarach l'echaz b'guf ha'klaf v'lo yi'ochez b'mokim ha'oisyos sh'lo yitashtimim. You should not smudge them. In case you need to actually hold onto the parchment, even though we know they need to hold onto the parchment, anyone holds onto the same time, Arum, he'll be buried, Arum, naked. So that, but sometimes you have no choice. You're doing Hagba, or you're doing Hagba, and the same time is falling. So don't be such a tzaddik. Don't be such a tzaddik. You know you can hold on to the cloth in order to make sure the same time does not fall down. So, but if you have, if there's not going to be any parchment, you'll hold on the letters, you come to ruin the letters. Now, by the way, today it's not going to happen because today the ink is so powerful, it is so strong, you're not going to ruin the letters. I used to say, you think in Ali, you shouldn't go take a towel and wipe the letters. Because you wipe the letters, you may passel the letter. Today, believe me, you're not going to passel the letters by taking a towel and swiping it on the new Sefer Torah. The new Sefer Torah, the ink is so strong. It sinks so deep into the parchment. The way they make things today is incredible. It's not going to happen. But on the old Sefer Torah, in the Chanami, they're peeling. In the Chanami, you go and you touch the letters, the ink comes up. What we do today, by the way, is not, we have mentioned many times, is not ideal. This is not what Chazal had in mind. Chazal wanted there to be potential when you write a letter that it can be erased. That's part of the halacha, is that Hashem gave you the option. You have bechira chofshit in this world. Hashem, part of the halacha, there should be a possibility that if you touch the letter and you play with it, it'll come up. It should be nimchat. Today, it's not possible. Today, the way the letters are written in Sefer Torah, you cannot erase it. And when you have to erase the letter and say because there's a mistake, it's a nightmare. Because when you erase it, you basically have to pull up with it the parchment. You have special tools. If you take a razor and you start scraping on a letter to erase the letter, that's a mistake, it doesn't come off. The only way it comes off is by actually scraping off part of the parchment. And when you start scraping part of the parchment, you're going to make a hole in the parchment, you're going to ruin the parchment, and it's a nightmare. When a sefer makes a mistake in a Sefer Torah, it's not a pleasant thing. They have these special tools, they use like special electric erasers. That's how they do it. They pull up the parchment.
Just scrapes up a little bit.
You can't even, if you use a razor, you're going to ruin it. You have to use electrical tools. It's basically an eraser, like a regular a pencil eraser, and they spin at very, very high speeds. If you go take an eraser to Sefer Torah, you can go and press all you want and erase all you want, nothing's going to happen. You'll ruin the Sefer Torah. But when they have these drills, and they spin it very, very fast, so somehow it's able to do it the right way, the correct way. Why do we do it like that? I don't know. I guess it's Yevsha Binyan Acher. It's a Pella. We're so makbid today on Chumras, such incredible Chumras. Like someone told me, the Klaf today is made today, within the last 5 years, the Klaf today is made, all the Klaf today, and all the new tefillin, the mezuzah, are made today with the new Chumrah. They never had possible years ago. I don't know what this is. My brother was telling me this. There's a whole new thing how they make Klaf today, which is more mehudar than they used to ever be before. But this, no one wants to be mehadar. No one wants to dare reduce the ability that the ink should be a little bit looser, that it should be shachar. The Gemara says nimchak. The Gemara talks about that it should be able to be nimchak, or it's mezuyef, whatever. You should be able to do something. I guess because they wrap up the tefillin today so small, if the ink is not permanent. More permanent than even anything you can buy in the store, it'll crack, it'll become possible in 2 minutes. You have no choice. So this is something, for whatever reason, that we have no choice today, we make the ink in a way where it cannot be erased. But this all is because of the noise Sefer Torah, further in Halacha, so this explains why in the bottom, there are four fingers. Because typically, where do you touch? If you would ask me, you touch the top, right? Where do you typically take it from?
I was close to you.
So it says the bottom. You don't touch the top. That's what the Chazal say. You don't touch the top. Therefore, you need less. When you touch the side, you only need two fingers. When it comes to teeny sefer Torah, she'ev shalas sois hashir azeh oisim dilyonos ketanim rak akol be'ercha azeh lamata yoiser lamala lamala yoiser mibein daf ledaf. What about a smaller sefer Torah when you don't have enough parchment to fulfill four fingers on the bottom, three on top, and two on the sides? So it's not ma'akev. It's only mishum noy beauty, therefore it's not ma'akev. However, he does say that you should follow the pattern. And the pattern is, there should always be more on the bottom than on the top, and more than the sides. The most is the bottom, the second most is the top, and the third most is the sides. Okay, so this is the basic rules of the gilyon of the Sefer Torah. We'll stop over here, take a very short break, and then we'll discuss some halachas relating to tzitzis. Shabbos Parshas Shelach.